About the history of King Solomon.
所以前面几章呢，都是跟大卫王跟所罗门王啊这两个父子之间的这个啊王位的继承有关系。
So the first few chapters of First Kings talking about the relationship between King David and Solomon, also the succession of kingship.
啊，这个王位啊，从一个王传到下一个，这个就是传承。
So pass the kingship from one king to another, and this is succession.
那这个传承啊，如果能够顺利的话，那么这个国位就稳定。
And if this succession is successful, then this kingdom is established.
那以色列的国度跟一般社会政治上的国度不同。
And the kingdom of Israelite is different than all the other nation or kingdom in the world.
因为这个国度真正的王是天上的真神。
Because the king in this kingdom is the true God in heaven.
做王位的是被神托付啊，来管理神的选民、神的产业。
And those who are kings are appointed by God to take care of His inheritance and His people.
所以这些百姓不是王自己的。
So these people they do not belong to the king.
他们是属神的。
But rather they belong to God.
那只是现在他们被神托付。来管理工作，管理工作。
And it's just that temporarily God appointed this king to watch over them.
所以王位的传承呢，基本上要让这个新的王明白他到底是谁。
So when it comes to succession of kingship, the old king need to let the new king know what is his goal.
特别是大卫王
称 who he is.
称为合神心意的王。
And especially for King David, he is a king who is after the heart of God.
他知道他的国位是神给他的。
And he know that God gave him this kingdom.
如果没有神保守祝福他，他是不可能坐在王位上，他可能早就死了。
And if there is no sustenance and protection from God, and then he will there is no way that he can become king.
所以大卫他尽他一生的时间呢尽量在遵守神的吩咐。
So throughout the life of David, he tried his best to follow the commandment of God.
但是毕竟人还是人，还是会有缺点。
And but man, there's still man, and man carried weaknesses.
所以大卫也犯错。
So that's why David, he also made mistake in his life.
他的王位曾经摇摇欲坠。
And once there was a period of time where his kingdom was wavering.
因为他的罪，所以他的家就不平安，刀剑就四起。
And because of his sin, so there's no peace within his household, and there were swords and fightings within his family.
但是因着他悔改，神还是怜悯他。
But then he repented, and God forgave him.
所以最后大卫他可以善终，就是他最后可以平平安安的归到他的列祖那里去。
So that's why toward the end of David's life, he can die peacefully and then return to his ancestors.
我们读《列王纪上》第二章的时候，就看到大卫生命的结束，最后的描述。
So in 1 Kings chapter 2, here talk about the end of David's life.
第二章的第十节就特别提到大卫与他列祖同睡，葬在大卫城里。
Chapter 2, verse 10, so David rested with his fathers and was buried in the city of David.
十一节，大卫做以色列王40年，在希伯伦做王7年，在耶路撒冷做王33年。
11, the period that David reigned over Israel was 40 years. 7 years he reigned in Hebron, and in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years.
第十二节，那所罗门做他父亲大卫的位，他的国甚是坚固。
Then Solomon sat on the throne of his father David, and his kingdom was firmly established.
这是一个很平安的场面啊，一个老的王，在他死之前，把他的王位交给他所指定的儿子来继承。
And this is a very peaceful scene where the old king was about to pass his kingship to his younger son.
那所以他与他列祖同睡，就是他习得世上的劳苦。
So he rested with his fathers, which means that he no longer have to toil and carry burdens in the world.
大卫他被神兴起来做这个王位呢，基本上是在服侍当世代的人。
And David, he was revived by God.And to appointed as king over the people.
他本来是牧羊的小孩。
And he was originally from a family of shepherds.
那他被神兴起来，来做以色列的君。
He He was revived by God and to become the king of the Israelites.
那所以，哎，后来你看大卫，他很感谢神给他的恩典。
So later, David, he had a thankful heart towards God.
但其实神兴起大卫啊，有特别的用意。
And God raised David for his purpose.
因为在历史上很难再找到他像他这样的经历的人，一个跟神有这样亲密关系的王了。
Because throughout history, it's hard to find another king who has such an intimate relationship with God.
所以当时候，你看这些大卫那个时代的百姓啊，他们都对这个王掌管啊，掌权的带领他们很感谢的。
So then, during David's reign, his people they really appreciated the way David ruled over them.
所以大卫啊，他做了他该做的工，其实看起来大卫七十岁的时候就死了。
So David he did all the things he ought to do, and then he passed away at age 70s.
如果从列王记啊，不是从历代志，我们看到他的那个年岁。
Because from the book of Chronicles, we can see the age of David.
那大卫跟列祖同岁啊，这是他工作完成的。
David he rested with his fathers because he accomplished his work.
使徒行传第十三章特别这样写。
And in Acts chapter 13 here recorded.
使徒行传十三章的第三十六节。
Acts chapter 13 verse 36。
十三章三十六节。
13 verse 36。
这是应该是保罗哈，保罗传福音的时候，他在对当时候的听他讲道理的人啊，讲以色列的历史。
So when Paul was preaching, he was telling people the history of the Israelites.
第三十六节。
36。
大卫在世的时候，遵行了神的旨意，就睡了，归到他。祖宗那里已经渐朽坏了。
36 for David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell asleep, was buried with his fathers, and saw corruption.
你看英文它的翻译啊，跟中文就不太一样。
So the translation English is a bit different than Chinese.
英文是说大卫他服侍了那一个世代的人，然后他就睡了，他就休息了。
So the English translation here says, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, then he fell asleep.
所以他遵行神的旨意，我们中文是说大卫在世的时候遵行神的旨意。
In Mandarin translation here says, David, he abides the will of God.
那他遵行神的旨意，其实目的是为了要服侍当世代的人。
And the purpose he abides with the will of God is so that he can serve his own generation.
所以今天我们看到圣经这样描述，表示今天遵行神的旨意跟服侍这个世代跟我们同世代的人是有关系的。
So then from this recording can see that when we abide the will of God, it has to do with serving people.
神的旨意永远都跟人有关系的。
That God's will always has to do with people.
你看神，你看他造天地万物，用他的话造出来这个天地万物，是为我们人准备的。
So God he created the heavens and the earth by his word, and he prepared all these things for human.
神的作为基本上都是为他所爱的人而造而做。
So all the will of God is out of love.
所以圣经特别提到大卫，他服侍的那一个世代的人，是借着遵行神的旨意服侍那世代的人，然后他就完成工作，就睡着。就回到神那里去。
So here recorded David he has served his own generation by the will of God, then he fell asleep, he returned back to God.
这就是大卫他的一生了。
Then this is the life of David.
他是来服侍众人的。
And he came to the world to serve his people.
我们看现在大卫他要离开了，他就把工作交给他的儿子所罗门。
Now it's time for David to return back.And then he passed on his work to his son Solomon.
我们现在看回来《列王记上》第二章。
Let's turn back to First Kings chapter 2.
现在来看这一个合神心意的王，他是来服侍当世代的人。他在离开以前，他说了什么话
？So now let's look at this king who served his generation, and before he passed away, what are some of his last words?
他托付给他儿子的工作很重要。
And the work he had entrusted to his son is very important.
所以我们读列王记上第二章的时候，就会看到一开始大卫就把他的儿子所罗门叫来了，在他死以前。
So in the beginning of chapter 2, before David passed away, he charged Solomon, his son.
第二节。
Verse 2.
他说：“我现在要走世人必走的路，所以呢，你当刚强，做大丈夫。”
I go the way of all the earth. Be strong, therefore, and prove yourself a man.
第三节。
Three.
要遵守主你神所吩咐的，照着摩西律法上所写的行主的道，遵守他的律例、诫命、典章、法度，这样你无论做什么事，不拘往何处去，尽都亨通。
3. And keep the charge of the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, his commandments, his judgment, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do and whenever you turn.
有一条路我们每个人都要走。
And there is a path that everyone have to trot upon.
时间早晚问题而已的。
And it is just a matter of time.
所以这条路也不见得年纪大小，有时候年轻的先走也不一定。
It doesn't matter your age because sometimes the younger one will pass away first.
但是不管怎么样，每个人都要走一次。
But doesn't matter what, everyone have to walk on this way.
现在大卫说他要走这条人生都走的路了。
So now David said it's time for me to go the way of all the earth.
他知道他的时间到了。
Because he know that his time is near.
所以他跟他的儿子说：“你要刚强，做大丈夫。”
So then he said to his son, "You have to be strong and you have to prove yourself a man."
是做要刚强做大丈夫做什么
？So why he said you have to be strong and prove yourself a man to do what？
不是去开疆拓土了，不是说你再去攻打隔壁的国家，把那个版图扩大一点。
When he said that, it's not with the purpose that you have to fight more battles and then extend the territory.
这一段描述其实就是《列王记》的作者他特别觉得说大卫死之前的遗言是最重要的。
So the author of First King recorded this conversation because it's very important.
他在死之前，他要吩咐他的儿子，这些事一定要做。
Because when he was about to die, he charged these things to his son, and these are the things that you must do.
第一件事情，他先提到的是要遵行神所吩咐的。
And the first thing he talked about, you have to abide the commandments of God.
那他说。这第三节特别说，你要遵照，要照着摩西律法上面所写的，要行神的道。
According to what is written in the law of Moses, you have to keep his statutes and his commandments.
就是要走在神的路上。
You have to walk on the path of God.
要守神所说的，不管是律例、典章，这个神所有关祭司国度应该遵守的。通通要去做。
You have to keep the charge of the Lord your God. Doesn't matter whether it's statutes, commandments, judgment, and his testimonies, everything that's written.
他说，如果能够这样谨守遵行的话，你不管做什么事，不管往哪里去，都亨通。
So that you may prosper in all that you do and whenever you turn.
哦，那这个就是真的，就是这个要走之前的王给他儿子最大的祝福。
So before this old king was about to pass away, this is his last blessing to his son.
因为这是大卫一生他所得到的结论。
Because this is a conclusion David realized for all his life.
我们都说一个人如果要离开，人之将死啊，其言也善，就是要死掉以前人所讲的话，通常都是最重要，也是他认为说这个不能不说。所以通常都会讲祝福的话。
Because there's a saying, before a deceased person passing away, whatever he said is most important. That's why he said it.
这就是他的人生经验。
So this is the realization of David's life.
所以他希望他的儿子能够不管到哪里去，不管做什么事，都能够顺利。这个叫做凡事顺利啊。
Because he wanted his son to be able to prosper in all that he do.
你看，我们今天很多人，很多时候人跟人之间的祝福啊，讲好话，我们都讲哇，万事亨通，凡事顺利，不是吗
？Because like nowadays, when we want to bless some or congratulate other people, we'll say may everything go well with you.
这就是一种心愿，我们也是这样期待。我们人的日常生活能够这样子很顺利很发达。
Because this is our hope that everything we do can be prosperous and successful.
但是我们看圣经，我们就知道方法在哪里，怎么样才能够凡事顺利了。
But when we read the Bible, then we can find out how can we attain this, how can we be prosperous and whenever we go.
把神所讲的话锁住，去照着去做就对了。
It's that we have to hold on to the word of God and follow it.
这就是得神祝福的条件。
So these are the criteria to receive blessings from God.
那其实也是一个秘诀。
And it's also a secret.
这个秘诀其实很容易，并不需要你再去花很多时间去研究、去查考，然后才得出这样的结论。
And these are the crucial points. You don't have to spend a lot of time thinking of Think about it in order to find this answer.
因为神已经讲了。
Because this is what God said.
而且已经记录下来了。
And it also was recorded.
人只要照着做就好了。
So as men, we just need to follow them.
一点也不困难。
It's not hard.
所以圣经说神的诫命不是难守的。
So that's why the Bible said that my commandment is not hard to follow.
而是其实上是很简单，就在我们的身边，只要我们愿意顺服去做它。就凡事顺利。
It's rather simple, and it is actually just next to us. If we are willing to follow, then everything can be, then all we do can be prosperous.
这个就是这个王前面的王，他托付给后来的王，他要谨守遵行神的吩咐。这个特别的交代。
So this is what the old king said to the new king. You have to charge of the Lord. You have to keep the charge of the Lord your God.
他大卫他对神非常有信心的。
And David, he had a strong faith toward God.
第四节他说。
Verse 4, he said.
他说主神必成就向我所应许的话，说你的子孙若谨慎自己的行为，尽心尽力，诚诚实实地行在我面前，就不断人做以色列的国位。
For that the Lord may fulfill his word which he spoke concerning me, saying, If your sons take heed to their way to walk before me in truth with all their heart and with all their soul, he said, You shall not lack a man on the throne of Israel.
这是神的应许。
And this is a promise from God.
现在大卫再一次的跟他的儿子所罗门提醒。
And once again, David used this to encourage his son Solomon.
其实神也跟所罗门这样讲。
And then God also said the same thing to Solomon.
所以这个神的应许必然实现，这是大卫他的信心。他在死以前，他都这样相信。
Even before David about to pass away, this is his faith. He said, "I believe that the Lord may fulfill His word."
他看不到他儿子坐上国位之后国家兴盛的场面，他看不到了。
Even though he couldn't see live to see when his son become king.
但是他相信，如果他儿子能够尽心尽意的、很诚实的，就是很实际的，把神的话做出来，这是必然的结果。
But then he believed that if his son is willing to follow God with all his heart and his soul, then this shall be accomplished.
这个国位一定可以延续下去。
That this kingship shall continue.
会照神的旨意，这样子让他的国度得到福气，他的百姓也蒙福。
That God will continue to bless this kingdom and the people.
这是今天你看大卫王托付给他儿子的话语。
So these are the last words David said to his son.
其实也是一种祝福。
And it's also a blessing.
这叫做有条件式的祝福。
And this is a blessing with condition.
那除了这个之外，我们在这一段里面看到大卫跟他儿子讲了两个人。
And other than these recordings, you can see David mentioned two men to Solomon.
一个就是约押。
First is Joab.
第二个他提到的就是他应该要提到有三个人，他特别提到了第二个就是第七节那里的巴西来的儿子们。
And total should be three people. The second person is in verse 7, the sons of Barzillai.
那巴西来啊。
Barzillai.
那在第三个人就是第八节讲的这个示每。
And then the third person is recording verse 8, Shimei.
这三个人他们这些事情的发生缘由都在撒母耳记下有记过了。
And then what happened regarding these three men is recorded in 2 Samuel.
那大卫他在位的时候，他没有处理这三个人呢。
So when David was a king, he did not deal with these three people.
他把这三个人交给他儿子来处理。
So now he entrusts these things to his son.
他跟他的儿子说。
So he said to his son.
第九节。
Verse 9.
他说你是聪明人。
He said that you are a wise man.
你一定会知道怎样做了。
And know what you ought to do to them.
大卫并没有跟他儿子说第一步要做什么，第二步要做什么，他没有。他只是说这个人要处理，那他。儿子自己去想办法。
So King David didn't tell them step one, step didn't tell him what to do. It's like step one or step two, but he just said you have to deal with these people.
我们从历史看，后来所罗门真的照他父亲所讲的处理了这三个人。
So from the perspective of history, you can see that King Solomon later on he did deal with them one by one.
该处理的、该刑罚的他要刑罚，该祝福的他要祝福。
So whoever ought to receive blessing, he blessed them. Whoever ought to receive punishment, he punished them.
所以 你看这里提到有关于人的部分。
So here talk about the, what to do with men.
大卫把他还没有处理的这些人交给他的儿子来做了。
So then, David, he didn't deal with these men, so now he passed this task to his son.
第六节，他特别有关于这个约押的事情，他说你要照你的智慧行。
And in verse 6, when it comes to Joab, he said, therefore, do according to your wisdom.
好，那所以，那对这个四美，他说你是聪明人，你会知道要怎么对待他。
And concerning the incident of Shimei, he said, you are a wise man, you should know what to do.
这个后面的过程，经文都写得很清楚了。
And then what happened is all recorded in the scripture.
我们现在看这段历史的时候，
So now when we look back to this history,
我们要把它看作今天上一代的人所交给我们的工作，里面有时候会包括要怎么去对待人，要怎么去跟人相处。
So we have to think about maybe our last generation has passed down some work that we have to do, and it has to deal with other people.
也就是说，今天这个信仰的传承，有时候我们被托付的。有时候是一些人的部分。
So when it comes to the succession of faith, it can also include some other things that's dealing with men.
我们今天如果从这一段，从这个父亲把信仰、把他工作传承给儿子这个传承的角度来看信仰的这件事。
So if today we see this event as from the perspective of passing faith from one generation to another,
我们看到的是这个神的吩咐、神的律法。这个诫命要传下来，要愿意遵守，就可以得福。
Can see that, if you're willing to follow the commandment and statute of God, then you can be blessed.
那也可以说，这是一个工作的托付。
And then it's also, this passing of succession is also passing on work.
因为王位继承下来之后，他就是要去管理神的百姓，要让这个国度继续在神的道路上。兴旺起来。
Because after he take on this kingship, he have to deal well with the nation. He have to manage the kingdom.
然后这当中包括要处理这些人的问题。
So it also included of dealing with men.
我们如果把这样的一个道理啊，把它对照在新约圣经里面有关于信仰的，我们今天得到的这个信仰来看。
So after reading this scripture, now we can relate this to the New Testament.
我们从新约圣经看到这个真理啊，主耶稣基督讲的这个福音呢、啊，也是这样一代的人、一代的工人传一代的。
When it comes in the New Testament, when Lord Jesus Christ talk about gospel, this pass on of gospel is also passing on from one generation to another.
神的道理要把它传下去，要传的完整，不能够。一代传一代的时候，这个道理越传越偏了。
So when we pass on the truth of God from one generation to another, it has to be a complete truth. It cannot be different.
这个有关于国位的事情，基本上在传承里面，除了敌人之外，没有所谓的这个灵界的事情介入了哈。
But when it comes to passing on kingship, other than the attack from enemies, otherwise it didn't have much to do with spirituality.
但是在属灵的国度里面，在信仰上，这个信仰要传承，就会牵涉到有邪灵、有属灵的事情要介入、要破坏的。
But when it comes to passing of faith, it is something spiritual. So then sometimes, there will be the devils that will try to attack.
所以信仰的传承基本上会比国位的传承更不容易。
So then the succession of faith is actually more difficult than the succession of kingship.
那信仰传承一定离不开要把真理完整的守住。
And when we come talk to the succession of faith, it has a direct relationship with holding on to the complete truth.
我们今天要把这个信仰传给下一代，一定要把这个我们现在所信的信仰。把它好好的了解，然后完整的交给下一代，照这样做。
Today, when we want to pass our faith from one generation to the next, we have to first be able to understand the truth and pass on this complete truth to the next generation.
照这样相信，照这样执行。
We have to be able to believe and be able to execute.
看提摩太后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太后书第一章。
2 Timothy chapter 1.
第十三节。
Chapter 1 verse 13.
一章十三节
Chapter 1 verse 13
你从我听的那纯正话语的规模要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心常常守着
13, hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus.
14节
14.
从前所交托你的善道你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢地守着
That good thing which was committed to you keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us.
这里其实、保罗、哦、他把这个他所信的他知道他所信的他所传的这个道理、啊已经很完整的、让提摩太了解。
And Paul, he knew what he believed in, and then he passed this to Timothy, and then let him understand.
保罗所领受的 是主耶稣亲自托付给他的、启示给他的这个道理。
Whatever Paul received, it was directly inspired by Lord Jesus Christ.
提摩太后书是保罗最后已经被关在监牢里面，他已经知道他出不去了，所以他特别写这封信要。提醒提摩太怎么样把信仰这个真理传承下来。
And when Paul, when he was writing 2 Timothy, he was in prison and he knew that there's no way he will get out. So then he wanted to write this letter and then pass on this faith to Timothy.
这个真理能不能够世世代代传的不会变质？现在提摩太承受的这个人很重要。
So then, whether this truth will win astray, the one who receive it, in this case Timothy, is very important.
保罗他自己说他你看圣餐的道理是主被卖那一天所发生的事情主耶稣、哦、再把他托付给他让他再了解一次
So、the truth of Holy Communion、What happened the night Lord Jesus was、sold
所以这个就是主耶稣特别启示让保罗了解圣餐它的意义在哪里。
So then God he specially inspired Paul to let him understand the meaning of Holy Communion.
那当然保罗他自己很追求他你看他花时间祷告。
And then Paul he also have a earnest heart to wanting to know the truth. So that's why he pray a lot.
所以哥林多后书十二章他讲他祷告在灵里面的经验。
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, he talked about his experience.
他就你看他在灵里面得到的启示很大。
So he received great revelation in the spirit.
但是神怕他的启示太大会骄傲，所以就身上给他加一根刺。
But God was afraid that he might be arrogant because out of this revelation, so he put a thorn on him.
所以免得他自高，所以他会一直很谦卑去了解，哎，这个神托给他的，他不可以改变，他不可以用人力去。做任何修正啊、
Lest he become prideful, and then so that it continued to remind him that this is what God revealed to you, you cannot change.
所以这个纯正话语的规模，事实上是从启示来印证的。
So this pattern of sound words, this is from revelation.
保罗很相信他所信的耶稣。
And Paul, he firmly believed in the.What he believed in, which is Lord Jesus Christ.
他对他所讲的福音非常有把握。
And he was also very firm of the gospel he preached.
可是那个时候，保罗也对他所领受的圣灵完全没有怀疑。
And he also have no hesitation about the Holy Spirit in which he received.
可是，在使徒的后期，已经有人在传不同的耶稣。
But toward the latter part of apostolic time, heresies.
有人在传不同的福，另外一个福音。
Some people they started preaching different kind of gospel.
有人已经领受不一样的灵了。
And then some people already receive a different kind of spirit.
那表示其实有很多混乱的事情发生了。
So during that time, it's quite chaotic.
现在保罗他很清楚说，他现在交给提摩太的是完整的、纯正的话语。
But Paul, he knew that whatever he passed on to Timothy, this is the complete, is the pattern of the sound words.
他要提摩太用信心跟爱心，还有圣灵牢牢守住。
And he want Timothy to hold on to this by faith, love, and also Holy Spirit.
第十四节特别提到，他说他是讲的这个善道就是好的事情，对的事。
And in verse 14, the good thing, which is the truth.
这个纯正的话语最后一定要传的，要去传给众人都知道的。
This pattern of sound words, you have to preach the words so that all other people can know.
所以其实这个善的事，对的。道这个就是传福音要去传
So that good thing is to be able to preach
所以 保罗在哥林多前书第九章哈。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, Paul said.
他就讲到他被托付的一个使命。
He talked about the mission that's entrusted upon him.
这是最重要的善，也是他从主领受的责任，他不能够把这个责任忘记。
And he said that's the utmost goodness, and it's also something he cannot forget.
哥林多前书九章的第十七节。
First Corinthians
第十六节。
Chapter 9, verse 16.
我传福音没有可夸的，因为我是不得已的，我若不传福音就有祸了。
16, for if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of, for necessity is laid upon me.
17节，我若甘心做这事，就有赏赐；若不甘心，责任却已经托付我了。
For if I do this willingly, I have a reward, but if against my will, I have been entrusted with a stewardship.
这里谈到了这是责任的托付，传福音。
Talking about, talk about the succession of this responsibility, which is to preach the gospel.
这是对外的部分。
And this is something that they have to do to people outside.
所以现在保罗做一个传道人，他把这个纯正话语的规模托付给提摩太，让他锁住之外，他还要去继续传的。
So for Paul as a preacher, now he passed on this pattern of some word to Timothy, but at the same time he need to continue to preach.
也就是说，这个传福音的责任要继续下去。
Which is that they have to continue to pass on this responsibility of preaching.
我们每一个人生命都很短，所以我们能够服侍的那个时间也短暂。
Our lives are short, so the times in which we can work for God is also short.
所以这个神的工作是一代一代的人这样子接续做下来的。
And God's work passed on one generation to another.
所以现在真理要用信心跟爱心守着。
So now we have to hold on to the truth by faith and love.
那这个传福音的这个责任，这个使命，要用圣灵守住。
And the mission of preaching the gospel have to be protected by Holy Spirit.
要靠圣灵传福音，要靠圣灵做事了。
We have to do things by the Holy Spirit. We have to preach.
因为圣灵给我们力量。
Because Holy Spirit gives us strength.
所以有时候我们想要去做，但是如果没有祷告，靠圣灵，我们做不出来。
So sometimes when we want to do something without praying, we cannot carry it out.
所以为什么在以弗所书第三章啊，保罗他说他祷告就是让我们。借着祷告，借着圣灵，我们心里力量可以刚强起来。
So that's why in Ephesians chapter 3, Paul prayed that through the Holy Spirit that your inner strength can be increased.
那所以现在这个善道，这个神的托付的责任呢，要靠圣灵不断的祷告，然后圣灵指引，让这个责任能够继续的做下去。
So that good thing which is entrusted by God need to be kept by the Holy Spirit.
这是对外的部分。
And this is what we need to do.
那其实保罗他作为一个传道者，他还包括要照顾这个主内这些同龄牧养主的羊群的。
And for Paul as a preacher, not only he has to preach, he also have to take care of the people, the members.
所以保罗他真的是效法基督的。
So Paul, he really imitate the examples of Christ.
他是福音的使者，他觉得他的生命是为了福音存在的。
He think he know that his mission is to preach gospel. He live by the.
但同时，他也像一个好牧人一样，在照顾主的羊群。
But at the same time, he is also a good shepherd. He take cares of the sheep.
因为这就是他从主耶稣所得到的生命。
Because he received this life from Christ.
他要传福音，他对内要照顾主的人，属主的门徒。
So he have to preach gospel to people outside, and at the same time he have to take care of the members.
所以他曾经被主托付这样一个照顾信徒的使命，要让他们明白真理。
So he was entrusted, God entrusted this mission upon him, and so that he needed to let the members be able to understand the truth.
看以弗所书第三章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章
Ephesians chapter 3,
第二节
verse 2,
量必你们曾听见神赐恩给我，将关切你们的职分托付我。
If indeed you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which was given to me for you.
这个就是神的安排，神给保罗这个福音的使者有一个托付，就是要去让弟兄姐妹了解神的计划。
So this is the arrangement of God. God entrusted this mission upon Paul so that Paul can explain the truth to the members.
所以他的，你看他的职分， 他这个神给他的安排就是要让弟兄姐妹了解神福音的奥秘。
So we can see that his status is to be able to let brothers and sisters be able to understand the truth.
所以我们看到今天我们关心弟兄姐妹有一个重点，就是要让他们明白道理。
So today when we take care of brothers and sisters, there's a key thing we have to do, which is to impart truth.
我们说彼此相爱，不是只是在他在困难的时候没有饭吃的时候我们给他东西吃了。
When we say love one another, it's not limited to just feed the hungry.
这些是应该要做的，因为这是跟我们生活实际生活有关系，所以不能够说你平平安去，那你吃的饱吃的穿的暖。
But of course that is something we ought to do. We cannot just say may peace be with you and peacefully you go. We have toTake care of them.
但除了这个以外，更要关心的是对道理有没有了解，对真理能不能够守得住。
But other than doing that, we have to see whether they understand the truth and whether they can hold fast to the truth.
所以现在主托付给我们的对内照顾的重点，包括要让我们一起在信心上成长。
So now the mission got entrusted upon us towards our members. We have to able to grow in faith.
要更了解道理。
We have to be able to understand truth in a deeper level.
知道我所信的是谁。
And we have to know who we believe in.
知道我们今天这个福音带给我们什么样的好处，我们要怎么样守住。
And we have to know how to hold on to this truth and what are the benefits of the truth.
知道我们的教会是末世的方舟，就是主耶稣基督的身体。
We have to recognize that our church is the ark in the end time, which is the body of Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个就是你看保罗他觉得他得到这个样一个责任呢。
So Paul he knew that he had this mission.
所以对外对内，这个就是工作的传承。
And then so he passed this work to the next generation concerning what to do with the members and what to do with the Gentiles.
所以其实神他托付给我们每个人都有使命。
So today God also gives each one of us a mission.
这当中包括我们要彼此相爱，要照顾我们弟兄姐妹他们的灵性的需要。
And which includes taking care love of brothers and sisters and take care of them spiritually.
那有时候我们说我们要去守住，要守本身是要去做榜样，去做来看的啦。
But then when we hold fast onto something, we have to first set an example for other people to see.
我们今天一定要把这个道理实际的行出来，才会有力量。
If we want to receive strength, we have to be first carry out the truth.
这很简单的道理，就好像父母亲要教导孩子，那么长篇道理，如果没有真的去父母亲没有去做，孩子听一听而已，也不会真的去做。
So this is a simple truth. Whatever the parents wanted to teach their children, they have to first be able to act it out.
所以真的能够守住所托付的，还要能够把这个信仰能够传递，最重要的是我们被托付的要先实行出来。
So in order to hold fast to what is entrusted to us, we have to first be able to act it out.
就像有关于要牧养、要关心我们弟兄姐妹这个工作。
So when it comes to taking care and pastoring our brothers and sisters,
我们看一下彼得前书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章。
1 Peter chapter 5.
这是彼得他的话语，也是他在年老的时候他所讲的很重要的勉励。
So Peter, when he was advanced in age, this is his encouragement to brothers and sisters.
其实保罗的道理跟彼得的道理都是连贯的。
So the truth preached by Paul and also by Peter is in one accord.
都是主的使徒。
Because they are both the apostle of God.
都被赋予很重要的使命。
And they are both God gave them both very important mission.
五章的第一节开始
Chapter 5 verse 1
他就提到说他是做长老的，是牧者。
He said he's the elder and he is also a shepherd.
第二节说务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神的旨意照管他们。
And shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers.
他说不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。
And not by compulsion but willingly, not for dishonest gain but eagerly.
第三节说不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。
3. Nor as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being example to the flock.
这个特别是第三节，这个所托付你们的，在
在英文圣经里面，他就把它当把它翻译作神的产业了。
And then in verse 3 here talk about of those who are entrusted to you, they are like the inheritance from the Lord.
哦，这个就是属神的。那现在托付给这些牧者来管理。
And these belongs to God, and now God entrusted these things to His shepherds.
他这里特别提到说是做榜样，不是辖制。不是因为有那个权柄，然后限制人不可以做这个做那个。
But have to first set examples to the flock.
而是要真的去行在前面啊，让这个群羊可以跟随。
Have to be first set an example and be the leader so that the sheep can follow them.
所以我们要守住所托付的，基本上我们一定要能够先行出道理。
So if we want to hold on to what is entrusted unto us, we have to first be able to act the truth out.
今天你看年轻的一代，他都在大家看这个年长一代，他们是怎么样在教会里面处理事情，然后怎么样讲，再怎么样讲道理的。
And today the younger generation is observing the older generation how they what kind of sermon they preach and also what they do in their action.
我们是如何在解释圣经的？
And how we interpret the truth.
我们解经的方向在哪里？
And what is the direction when we interpret the truth?
这通常都是一代一代传下来的。
So this is something that can pass on from one to another generation.
你看今天真耶稣教会在看圣经啊，跟外教会看的不太一样。
Today when True Jesus Church is studying the Bible, it's from a different perspective compared to other churches.
为什么我们今天很相信我们所领受是应许的圣灵？
Why today we firmly believe that the Holy Spirit we receive is a promise Holy Spirit? 因为
这个真理的圣灵让我们进入真理，我们看圣经看真理很清楚的。
Because the Spirit of Truth can lead us into truth, so when we read the Bible, it's very clear.
所以我们今天在解经的时候。
So today, when it comes to interpret the Bible,
或者我们在查考圣经，我们在了解圣经的意义是在哪里。
Oh, when it comes to studying the Bible,
我们一定要从我们自己教会的这些书籍前辈他们所解释的为基础。然后再更深入去了解更多的含义出来。
We can take references from the book that written by our ancestor, and then we can also study the Bible our own.
因为这就是圣灵会引导我们更明白，在这个时代我们会知道怎么应用。
Because Holy Spirit will guide us and help us so that we know how to utilize these truth in this generation.
但是这个圣经话语的规模是已经被设好的。
But the sound pattern of the scripture is already set.
所以我们这个世代人在怎么解释圣经，怎么在行出道理，跟后面的人是有关系的。
So then, doesn't matter how you interpret the Bible now or how you act, it also connected to our ancestors.
好，所以那我们也是在为后面的人做榜样。
And we are also setting up examples for our ancestors.
所以
for our descendants, for our next generations.
对，那所以这是那个彼得他特别提醒。
So this is the encouragement from Peter.
今天我们做父母亲的。被神托付的儿女就是我们的产业。
So today, as parents, God gives us this, our children as our inheritance.
我们做负责人的，我们就是在这段时间里面被神托付的弟兄姐妹的这些属灵的生命。
And as council members, during this period of time, God entrusts brothers and sisters to your care.
我们就需要真的为他们祷告。
So then, you have to really pray for them.
要尽我们被托付的责任，好好的去。照管神的群羊
and then also fulfill the duty that's entrusted upon you and take care of his sheep.
能够做出榜样来
and then also be able to set up good example.
那这样子，我们就是守住所托付的
So then, if we can do these things, then we really hold on to what is entrusted to us.
所罗门他事实上把他都一直记住他父亲跟他所交代的事
and then Solomon he continued to remember what his father said to him.
那他所讲的话哈，就是所罗门他记住他的话嘛哈。他爸爸的话他记住了。
So he remembered the words his father said to him.
那他去处理那个示美的事情，示美所讲的话，那个所罗门都记住了。
And then, so when he dealt with Shimei, whatever Shimei said to him, Solomon also remembered.
但是示美他自己忘记了。
But then Shimei, he actually forgot what he said before.
但是所罗门记住了。
But then Solomon, he remembered.
所以最后示美死。是因为他违背他自己所讲的话。
So later on, Shimei, the cause of his death is because he forgot what he said.
这个就是今天我们有时候我们自己讲过的话，我们会忘记。
So today, we also forget of the things we said in the past. So that's why we have to be cautious.
那有时候我们所信的会因着其他的因素，让我们出现怀疑。 我们可能会被影响，要注意。
And then, sometimes we might have a doubt or hesitation because of other influences. So we also have to be cautious.
你看，在如果我们有今天信主信一辈子，到老的时候才怀疑所信的，那真的是啊。
So today, if we believe in God or our life, but then there's towards our latter days that we started doubting, then we really live in vain.
有些工人守不住，就是到年老的时候才怀疑，才离开教会。
So we have some early members or workers, they start doubting their faith toward the end of their life.
特别是他本来就是有其他教会基督徒的背景，后来来基督教会里面信主。
And especially some of them, they were originally from other Christian denomination and later on converted to TJC.
过去有一位应该是执事，早期的一位执事。
So we had a early deacon.
他其实在教会里面做了许多很重要的工作。
And then this deacon during early time, he actually did a lot of important holy works.
曾经是教会的秘书。
And he was once the secretary of the church.
整理过教会很多的文献。
And then he actually prepared or organized a lot of literature from the church.
但是到在他年老的时候，七十多岁。
But toward the end of his life, in his 70s.
他信主四十几年。
And by then, he already believed in God for 40 years.
但是最后他说他不信了。
But then toward the end, he said, I don't want to believe anymore.
他怀疑自己所信几十年来的信仰。
He started to doubt the faith he had for decades.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为他不小心。
Because he wasn't cautious.
他信了那些似是而非的道理。
He started to believe some of the things that it's not true, but seems to be truth.
他没有牢牢锁住这个神借的启示，真耶稣教会的工人所留下来这个得救的真理。
He didn't hold fast to the revelation of God, the truth that's passed on from the previous generation.
那这个是很可惜的。
So that's really unfortunate.
所以保罗他在写信的时候，他特别提醒提摩太啊。
So when Paul wrote to Timothy, he reminded him.
要守住道理啊，要守住这个真理的部分。
那 you have to hold on to the sound pattern of the truth.
一定要跟这些似是而非的道理保持距离。
If you want to do that, you have to depart yourself.
不要自以为站立得稳。
From all those teachings that's false but seems real.
否则我们就真的有时候给魔鬼开了一个洞，被影响了都不知道。
And you have to be depart from these things so that you don't set foothold for Satan.
看提摩太前书第六章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章。
1 Timothy chapter 6.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
提摩太前书六章二十节。
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20.
提摩太啊，你要保守所托付你的，躲避世俗的虚谈和那敌真道似是而非的学问。
Or Timothy, guard what was committed to your trust, avoiding the profane and idle babblings and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge.
第二十一节。
21.
已经有人自称有这个学问，就偏离了正道。
By professing it, some have strayed concerning the faith.
这里提到我们今天要所住所托付的，这里特别提到说要弃绝那世俗的虚谈。跟敌真道似是而非的学问。
Here mentioned in order to guard what was committed to our trust, we have to avoid the profane and idle babblings and contradictions.
所谓似是而非，就是你一听起来，哦，很有吸引力，很喜欢呢。
So these idle babblings,
似是而非的，似乎是对的，但是其实是错的。
These idle babblings or whatever it, when we first hear it, it seems like it's the truth, but then it's actually false.
它是在抵挡真道的。
And these things are a contradiction to the truth.
哦，所以今天有些道理，哇，其他有些基督徒在相信的那个道理，似是而非。
Oh, and then nowadays some Christians they believe in these contradictions.
你看今天我们真教会所持守的这个得救的正道哈。
And today, True Jesus Church, we believe in this truth of salvation.
对一些基督徒来说，他们觉得是不需要这样子。
But then for other Christians, they think this is not necessary.
为什么洗礼一定要到那么远的所谓的活水去？
Why you have to go all the way to the living water in order to get baptized?
那 在室内这样子流动的水不可以像
Why can't you just do it indoor?
我们自己的信徒有的时候这样讲、
And even some of members, they think so too.
有进有出也是流动啊。
That even if it's a pool, then there's water coming in, water coming out, then that's like living water.
然后就流出去也是流动。他们就说那为什么不能在室内
？Just move it indoor. Why can't you do it indoor?
那为什么一定要面向下
？And why you have to face down to receive baptism?
为什么今天有些道理？我们讲的好像很严格，其实不是我们讲，是圣经里面这样写。
Why you're so strict when you talk about the truth? But it's not what we say, but it's actually what the scripture is telling us.
爱不是超过一切吗
？So isn't I surpass love? Love surpass all things.
有些人就把那个爱提得很高了。
So then some people they elevate this love.
但是就把神的公义把它放在旁边，圣洁就不要管了。
And then they put aside the righteousness, the just side of God.
那所以哇，信主就变得很容易了。
And put aside purity, so then now believing in God becomes very easy.
路就很宽，那门就很大了。
Broaden the path, and now the door is wide.
信起来就很舒服嘛。
And then it's so easy for members to believe.
所以有许多人在攻击真耶稣教会。
So that's why some people they attack True Jesus Church.
道理难道真的要这样子吗
？Why do you have to believe like this?
当我们有时候做一个比较的时候
，So sometimes we make such comparison.
我们就发现，有人就开始怀疑起来。
Some people started to doubt their faith.
但是这些听起来很好像很对的，其实都是错的。
So these contradictions, which falsely call knowledge, they are false.
这里特别提到说，有人已经偏离真道，已经偏出去了。
And here mentioned by professing it, some have strayed already.
因为有人说自称有这个学问，他说认为我懂。
So some people they profess that they understand.
那但是其实就这个就是从这个神的正道里面偏出去。
But in actuality, they already strayed away from the truth of God, and in the end, they cannot be saved.
所以这里提醒我们躲避这个字眼。
So now here is reminding us we have to avoid.
我们需要靠近真理，靠近主。
We have to draw near to the truth and draw near to God.
但是对那些似是而非的道理，要谈一些世俗的虚谈的人，我们要保持距离。
But when it comes to idle babblings and contradiction of what is falsely called knowledge, we have to avoid these things.
我们这样子才能够把道理守到最后。
So then we can hold on to this faith toward the end.
特别在这个末世的世代里。
Especially during this end time.
你看每一天有多少不同的思想在冲击我们的信仰。
Now every day there are so many different philosophy and thinkings that's influencing us.
有时候我们不要认为我道理很懂，我很稳。
So we cannot think that we know everything already and we can stand firm.
今天特别是网络上有一些泼上去的东西。
And especially when it comes to different postings online.
作为一个传道人，我如果不需要的，我绝对不会去看它。
So as a preacher, if there's no need, I actually don't read them.
看了有可能就被污染。
Because when you read these things, you might be tempted.
当然，如果被护理者要去回应的人，就要小心看嘛。
And of course, when it comes to council members or someone who need to respond to those postings, they have to read them with cautiousness.
但是对一些这些所谓敌真道的道理。就要保持距离，不要去看它。
But then, when it comes to contradiction of the truth, we have to set a distance. We have to avoid these things.
这是当时保罗特别给提摩太提醒的。
So this is what Paul especially remind Timothy.
保罗自己是年长者，已经是资深的传道人。
And Paul at the time he was already preacher for many years.
他给这个年轻的传道人就说你要躲避。
And then when it comes to encouraging a younger preacher, he said you have to avoid these things.
这个就是今天我们要守住所被托付的道理，我们应该采取的态度。
And today, when we want to guard what was committed to our trust, this is we have to carry the same kind of
attitude. 我们能够这样子，就有神的恩惠常与我们同在。
Because if we can do these things, then grace of God can be with us.
所以你看大卫啊，他把他在该托付的都托付给他儿子，他就。归到他的列祖那边去，他就休息了。
And so for David, he passed on all the things that he needed to pass to his son, and he rested with his fathers.
愿我们都能够这样子守住神所托付我们的真理。
And hope that all of us can hold fast to the truth that God entrusted upon us.
神所托付给我们的弟兄姐妹，我们这些儿女们。
And also the brothers and sisters, and also our children.
神所托付给我们这个福音的使命。
And also this responsibility of preaching the gospel.
我们都能够持到最后，最后能够安然见主。
And I hope that we can all hold on to these things until the end, so in the end, we can see God with a clear conscience.
我们要依靠圣灵来带领我们。
And we have to let Holy Spirit guide us.
来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
331首。
331.